Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I want to remind you about an important activity on the gardening calendar known as winter pruning. The coldest part of the year is the ideal time to prune deciduous plants who are experiencing their winter dormancy. The goal of pruning is to keep your plant vigorous by cutting away any unwanted growth. The aim is to redirect the growth and encourage the plant to develop. Pruning can be done to either shape the plant or to encourage healthy growth with more flowers and fruit. Begin pruning by removing any dead or damaged branches. Also remove any diseased wood to prevent the sickness from spreading to the rest of the plant. Once you have removed dead or unhealthy branches, check for any untidy growth. This is where branches are growing diagonally across each other. You may also want to remove any weak, spindly stems. When pruning, make sure that your pruning tools like pruning saw, loppers, or secateurs are sharp. You want sharp tools that are going to give you a clean cut because rough or untidy cuts can become an entry point for disease. Also, wear long sleeves and use gloves to protect yourself from thorny plants like roses. Once you have completed all the pruning, you can close any pruning wounds with a sealing compound. You can also treat your plants with a sulfur-based product like lime sulfur to prevent fungal infections and also to kill mites and scale. If there are signs of disease on any of the branches that you cut off, make sure you remove these from your garden to prevent further infection. If the cut branches are healthy, however, you can always chop them up and add it to the compost heap. You can also use some of the straighter branches as garden canes for staking and supporting plants. So that's a brief overview of pruning. In the next segment, I'll continue talking about pruning, in particular, how to prune specific plants like roses, hydrangeas, and other shrubs and trees. That's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.
Breakfast with Friends, exclusive to CCFM 107.5.